Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Gopidanna Vallabha Girivara Pidana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Pidana Vallabha Girivara
Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana
Yashoda Nandana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja
Janaranjana Yamuna Gopidana Vallabha Girivara Gopidana Vallabha Girivara Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja
Janaranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Gopinanda Vallabha Girivara
Dhari Shoda na na na, bajata na 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 na.
Shoda na na na, bajata na 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 na.
Shomuna kira, vana
kira.
Sutara Sadasi Shimad, Divine Grace, Abhaitra Naravinda, Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada King, Antakoti Vaishnavinda King, Namacharja Lahari Stagur King, Pramshay Kohashi Krishna Taitanya, Pavoni Chananda, Shri Advaita Ganadhar, Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vinda King, Shri Radha Krishna, Gopagopinath, Shamakundarada Gunthita Gaur Vadami King, Mathura Vrindavan Dhamaki, Navadipayapur Dhamaki, Jagannath Puri Dhamaki, Shumunamaye Ganga Mayaki, Shimari Tulasi Deviki, Bhakti Deviki, Sri Arnan Sankirtanaki, Mahamansaki, O Premanandi, O glorious Samudra Buddhist, O glorious Samudra Buddhist, O glorious Samudra Buddhist, O glorious Sri Guru and Sri Guru.
This must be verse 31. So 30 is
on my board, so we want to do
so. Did you do 30 yesterday?
30 was done last time, Bob was on the last weekend. And it was
supposed to be 31. Sanskrit up there is 30, so 1. You could do both, July 17. I thought 31
would be nice because it talks about things.
31, okay. Okay, well, you should just read the Sanskrit for the one on the board, no? Do it twice, no? Yeah. Tan
Viksham
Vata Rasanams
Chatura
Kumaran
Viridam
Prasarada
Vayaso
Viditatma Tattvam Vaitrena Chaskalayatam Atad Aranams To Tejo
Vihasya
Bhagavat Pratikula Silo Tam Rikshavata Rasanams Chatura Kumara Vridhan Dasharda Vasayo Viditatma Tattva Vaitrena Chaskalayatam Matadarhanam Sto
Vaitrena Chaskalayatam Matadarhanam Sto
Tejo Vihasya Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo
Tejo Vihasya Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo
Tan Vikshavata Rashanam Chatura Kumara
Tan Vikshavata Rashanam Chatura Kumara
Vridhan Dasharda Vasayo Viditatma Tattva
Vridhan Dasharda Vasayo Viditatma Tattva
Vaitrena Chaskalayatam Matadarhanam Sto
Vaitrena Chaskalayatam Matadarhanam Sto
Tejo Vihasya Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo
Tejo Vihasya Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo
Vikshavata Rasanam Chatura Kumara
Vidhanda Sharda Vayaso Vidhyatma Tattva
Vata Rashanam
Vata Rashanam
Naked
Naked
Chaturaha
Chaturaha
Four.
Four.
Kumaran.
Kumaran.
Boys.
Boys.
Vridhan.
Vridhan.
Aged.
Aged.
Dasha Ardham.
Dasha Ardham.
5 years.
5 years.
Vayasaha. Vayasaha.
Appearing as of the age.
Vidita,
Vidita
had realized,
Atma
Tattva,
the truth of the self.
Vaitrena,
with their staffs.
Cha,
also.
Askalayata,
forbade.
Attat Arhana,
not deserving such from them.
To
those two porters.
Tejaha,
glories.
Vihasya,
disregarding the etiquette.
Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo,
having a nature displeasing the Lord.
Translation. The four boy sages who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere looked only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters, who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord, saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, despising their glories. Although the sages did not deserve such treatment at their hands. Purport. The four sages were the firstborn sons of Brahma. Therefore, all other living entities, including Lord Shiva, are born later and are therefore younger than the four Kumaras. Although they looked like five-year-old boys and traveled naked, the Kumaras were older than all other living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. Such saints were not to be forbidden to enter the kingdom of Vaikuntha, but by chance the doormen objected to their entrance. This was not fitting. The Lord is always anxious to serve sages like the Kumaras. But in spite of knowing this fact, the doormen, astonishingly and outrageously, prohibited them from entering. Text 31. Tabyam mishat svanimisheshu nishedyamana svarhatama yapihare pratihara pabyam uchu surittam aditrikshita bhanga ishat kamanuchena sahasatta upaplutakshaha upaplutakshaha. Translation. When the Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of Sri Hari, while other divinities looked on, their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger, due to their great eagerness to see their most beloved master, Sri Hari, the personality of Godhead. Please repeat. When the Kumaras,
although by far the fittest persons,
were thus forbidden entrance,
by the two chief doorkeepers of Sri Hari,
while other divinities looked on,
their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger.
Due to their great eagerness to see their most beloved master.
Sri Hari, the personality of Godhead.
Purport. According to the Vedic system, a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order of life, is dressed in saffron-colored garments. This saffron dress is practically a passport for the mendicant and sannyasi to go anywhere. The sannyasi's duty is to enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. Those in the renounced order of life have no other business but preaching the glories and supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Vedic sociological conception is that a sannyasi should not be restricted. He is allowed to go anywhere and everywhere he wants. He is not refused any gift he might demand from a householder. The four Kumaras came to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. The word Suritama, best of all friends, is important. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the best friend of all living entities. Suridam sarvabhutanam. No one can be a greater well-wishing friend to any living entity than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so kindly disposed towards everyone that in spite of our completely forgetting our relationship with the Supreme Lord, he comes himself, sometimes personally, as Lord Krishna appeared on this earth, sometimes as his devotee, as did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes he sends his bona fide devotees to reclaim all the fallen souls. Therefore, he is the greatest well-wishing friend of everyone. And the Kumaras wanted to see him. The doorkeepers should have known that the four sages had no other business, and therefore to restrict them from entering the palace was not apt. In this verse, it is figuratively stated that the younger brother of desire suddenly appeared in person when the sages were forbidden to see their most beloved personality of Godhead. The younger brother of desire is anger. If one's desire is not fulfilled, the younger brother, anger, follows. Here we can mark that even great saintly persons like the Kumaras were also angry. But they were not angry for their personal interests. They were angry because they were forbidden to enter the palace to see the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the theory that in the perfectional stage one should not have anger is not supported in this verse. Anger will continue even in the liberated stage. These four mendicant brothers, the Kumaras, were considered liberated persons, but still they were angry because they were restricted in their service to the Lord. The difference between the anger of an ordinary person and that of a liberated person is that an ordinary person becomes angry because his sense desires are not being fulfilled, whereas a liberated person like the Kumaras becomes angry when restricted in the discharge of duties for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the previous verse, it has been clearly mentioned, that the Kumaras were liberated persons. Viditatma Tattva means one who understands the truth of self-realization. One who does not understand the truth of self-realization is called ignorant. But one who understands the self, the super-self, their interrelation, and activities in self-realization is called Viditatma Tattva. Although the Kumaras were already liberated persons, they nevertheless became angry. This point is very important. Becoming liberated does not necessitate losing one's sensual activities. Sense activities continue even in the liberated stage. The difference is, however, that sense activities in liberation are accepted only in connection with Krishna consciousness, whereas sense activities in the conditioned stage are enacted for personal sense gratification. So I think everybody understands that sannyasi is considered to be the highest of the four orders of spiritual life. In the Vedic system, there's four orders of social life according to the work, and four orders of spiritual life. Four orders of social life are called four varnas, and the four orders of spiritual life are called Sisi, Radhalandanishwara, King. And the four orders of spiritual life are called ashrams. So the four varnas are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and the four ashrams are sannyasi. Usually start from the bottom, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and sannyasi. So in Vedic culture, the program is that anyone can advance back home, back to Godhead. In this material world, living entities forgotten Krishna, therefore they're rotating in the cycle of birth and death. There's so many species of life. And Krishna Bulli say, Jeev, Anadi Bahir Mukh, Tarade, Ataiva Maya Taradeva, Samsara Duk. Forgetting Krishna, living entities glued in this eternally forgetful position of seeing only this external energy of the Lord, Anadi Bahir Mukh, external side of the Lord, external face of the Lord. But therefore, he's put under the clutches of Maya, and he has to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence. So unfortunately, most people don't even conceive that the miseries of material life are extraneous. Most people, they don't take seriously the concept of self-realization or going back to Godhead. But in Vedic culture, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, now we have human form of life, especially men, for solving these threefold miseries. So the sannyasi, his position, most of all, is to simply remind people of this basic predicament. And we can see from Prabhupada's lectures, nearly every lecture come back to this basic point, that why are we accepting this ridiculous situation of having a body which is going to grow old and die? This is actually intolerable. We're tolerating so many things, but why we should tolerate this? Why should we tolerate having to grow old and die, having these miseries, and then not knowing where we're going when we die, not knowing where we're coming from? This is a situation in which intelligent man, he reacts in order to question. Kayami, kenayamaya, jari tapi traya. Yehinahi jani, kemaya, hitahaya. Look, Sanatana Goswami, he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, although I'm considered a big, big man, and Sanatana Goswami was a very highly learned pandit, even before he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami had set up his own house and home at Ramkeli, although he was a minister in the Muslim government. He'd set it up with all the different leelas like Radhakund, Govardhan, and he had a whole set up there, like Vrindavan. And he was continually reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to know Persian, Sanskrit, so many different languages. He knew Urdu. And he was a huge pandit. He was the leader of all the Brahmins. And that's why Nawab Hussain Shah wanted to stop him. That's why he put him in prison. Because he thought, if only I could get Sanatana Goswami on my side, then all these Brahmins will be peaceful. So he said, you must come in my service. Haribo! Please, try and listen. It's a nice story. If you feel tired, stand up. So, Sanatana Goswami was forced to become the minister for the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. Forced. But he could have refused. But why didn't he refuse? In order to save the Brahmin community. Because if he refused, then Nawab Hussain Shah was very cruel. He might have just massacred them or killed them or something. So he just to show friendliness, to make a gesture, he said, all right, I will be a member of your government. And therefore he lost his position as a Brahmin. So then actually he was ostracized from the Brahmin community. That's what happens in India. So anyway, when he met Lord Chaitanya, he said, people call me a wise man, but actually I don't even know myself who I am, what I am. So there are so many big, big people all over the world. They still don't know who they are, what they are. So we may be uneducated people. Some of us may not have been to university, just passed first class in school, just be able to read and write. It doesn't make any difference. According to the Vedic system, we are more intelligent than the highest scholar, because we do know now thanks to the mercy of our spiritual master, what we are, where we've come from, where we're going, what we have to do. So this is the purpose of the Vedic literatures, to establish our relationship with Krishna. This is called Sambandha. We must know what we are, what we're supposed to do, or else, you know, what we're just like animals. What's the difference between us and an animal? We don't know what we're supposed to do, or the purpose of life. A goat or the donkey or the fish or the bird, they don't know any purpose in life. Only eating and sleeping, mating and defending, that's all they know. They don't have any higher concept, purpose. They're just crawling up the leaf and chewing, or just eating the grass, or, you know, running after the cow, bullies running after the cow. He's not thinking, why? Why am I running after this cow? He's just forced by his senses. He must. Sometimes you see them in Nepal. They go one end of the street, and the two bulls, they're fighting over the cow. There's a couple of cows standing there, and the bulls are charging, boom, like this. Everyone's standing around watching. But these bulls, they don't know why they're fighting. They don't stop to think, what are they doing this for? Everyone's laughing, because everyone laughs when the bulls are having a fight. And it's very exciting. And of course, when the bull is finished, then he goes to enjoy. When the fight is finished, he enjoys. And, you know, he can't stop and think, because it's simply forced by his senses. And a human society in which people are simply forced by the senses, there's no difference between human society and animal society. So the duty of the sannyasi is to try and get this message over wherever he can. So he's supposed to be unrestricted in this regard, even in India. Now, unfortunately, in my experience, I've seen there's many restrictions. Now they have beware of the dog on the gate. But if you're a clever sannyasi, then you make a phone call and you say, well, I'm a friend of Mr. Agarwal's and he's a life member. And, you know, and then so when you go to the... I'm just coming round, so then you can get in. So it's possible to enter the gates if one knows how. And unfortunately, the days when you can walk anywhere, even in India, they seem to have gone. And here, at this point, he is allowed to go anywhere and everywhere he wants, and he's not refused any gift he might demand from a householder. So then we have to be very careful what we ask. That is the secret. And then we won't be refused. So, but we have to be prepared to accept any condition and any situation. Just like here in Europe, then sannyasi is given nice big rooms and sofas and luxury apartments. You'd be surprised. In Radhadesh, and there's even a shower there with gold knobs. And when one of my god brother sannyasis went in there, he said, where's the deity? The deity's missing. But that was just the shower room. It was all marble and gold knobs and mirrors. But then when we're in India, then sometimes we have to, you know, sleep by the side of the road or in the back of a van or in a cow shed and take bath in the river in Nepal. Sometimes we have to do like that. So, just like Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we've heard so many times, sometimes he was in a palace like in Bombay, sometimes he's in Bhubaneswar, in my heart. But he's feeling that as long as he's doing this business of telling people about Krishna, that actually he's protected. He's protected by Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, in this Sankirtan movement, he's trying to teach everyone to take up this spirit of sannyasi, not that sannyasi means someone who has a dunder and saffron cloth, but sannyasi actually means that we're doing everything in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. To engage our senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, Rishikesh. This is real sannyas. So, one time, of course, I wanted to say this yesterday, but one time Lord Chaitanya, he called all his devotees in Navadvip, and he said to them, "Now I have a new program." And he said, and everybody was interested, because up to that point, everyone had just been doing Harinam, Kirtan, at night, in the house, in the house of Srivas Thakur. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Now we want to start something new." So everyone was very excited. And he called Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, and he said, "Follow Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Sika." He said, "This is my new program. I want you to go to everyone's door, knock on the door, and tell them, follow Krishna, chant Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Karo Krishna Sikha, and study the instructions of Krishna consciousness, follow the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness." It's explained in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Lord Chaitanya said, actually, probably not many people know this, he said, "If they don't follow, I'll send my Sudarshan Chakra." He said that. That's in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So then Lord Nityananda and Haridas were really happy. He said, "Now we've got the mandate. This is it." So this is how the Sankirtan movement started. All of a sudden Lord Chaitanya said, "No, now you have to go from door to door." And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they weren't worried what people thought. Because people were thinking, these people are crazy. They're all night, they're chanting and singing and dancing. And they were thinking, these people are drunk, they've got drugs, they've got women in there, and who knows what's going on, bumping and screaming and yelling. They've gone mad. And when they saw Nityananda and Haridas Thakur coming to the door, they were thinking, "Oh, this Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit went mad. Now he's standing, making them all go mad. Now they're coming around to us. They want us to go mad." So in this way, sometimes people just curse, "You get away, you get away." Drove them out of the house. But still, Lord Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda were very happy. So this was the beginning of the Sankirtan movement. So it doesn't matter, actually, that one is not sannyasi or is brahmachari, grihastha, male or female. But this is the movement is for sannyasi, for spreading the same message that now we have the human form of life, let's utilize it, our precious time, to go back home, back to Godhead. So what do we have to tell them? We have to tell them, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Krishna is your best friend. Everyone's thinking their best friend is someone else. Everyone's thinking the best friend is the government or the, the dole office. That's my best friend. Of course, in some countries it is. Just like I was in Denmark. All the devotees, they're supported by the government. Quite legally. Denmark government is the best friend of the devotees. It's supplying maintenance, all the devotees. And their preaching movement. So that's very nice. But really, the real best friend of everyone is Krishna. Because he's giving our very life, our very breath. He's giving us eyes to see. He's letting us even forget him. Actually, many of us have experience in this world of friendship. But unfortunately, our friendship has to be expressed through these temporary bodies. So I may love someone very much, but how do I express that love? They cannot perceive directly my feeling for them, high emotion for them. And so we have to go through, play so many different games in order to arrange our so-called love affairs. But if my friend turns their back on me, my best friend goes off with someone else, then immediately I'm hurt and I have to reject. I become angry. I'm frustrated. But Krishna, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna is within our heart. He's always with us. He's even letting us forget Him. He's even giving us this body so that we can pretend to be independent from Him. That's how kind He is. But at the same time, He's always reminding us, you don't belong in this world, you come back home, come back to Me. And Krishna consciousness means that we can learn to recognize the bond of affection which we have with Krishna. That bond of affection, that loving relationship with Krishna is dormant or is restricted now. We are unaware of it. That sambandha is there, but maybe only in a theoretical way we can experience it. But Krishna consciousness means to develop, that is called bhakti lata bij. Bhakti lata bij means the instructions, the very lifestyle, the way we live in order to develop that bond of affection with Krishna. And of course that bond of affection is developed by serving Him. Just like a wife, she can't immediately expect to have a baby. No, it takes some time. She must surrender to her husband, and so on and so forth. And eventually a child will come by the mercy of Krishna. So similarly in Krishna consciousness movement, by the mercy of Krishna and His representative, the spiritual master, that seed of devotion can be cultivated and we can begin to act in relationship to Krishna. This is called Abhideya. Acting in our relationship with Krishna. We may be at a very primary stage. We may not know what is our spiritual relationship with Krishna fully at this stage. But each one of us can experience, especially when we're on Sankirtan, that we do have a relationship with Krishna. Actually, when we're on Sankirtan, then we can definitely feel the presence of Krishna. So many people are coming down the street at us, this way, that way, this way, that way. But we feel that in the presence of Krishna, we're what we say, Vaikuntha bubble, in the spiritual bubble on the street. And whoever comes in that bubble, then we give them the message of Krishna. Follow Krishna, Kauru Krishna. Abhaja Krishna, Kauru Krishna. Seek. Actually, we can't tell them chant Hare Krishna. So they won't listen to us if we say that. And we can't tell them to worship Krishna. But we say, here's a book. This is Kauru Krishna. Seek. Here's the Sankirtan message. So actually going on Sankirtan, this is the life of a sannyasi. And Prabhupada said that. So the sannyasis, they should teach how to do this Sankirtan yoga. And they should travel and teach everyone how to perform Sankirtan. I don't know if this is appropriate. What time does this class finish? In this regard, when I was on Sankirtan, I was doing the marathon in Berlin. Then, as you know, the German devotees, they won the marathon. And I was fortunate enough to be in their association. They had an 8-point program for being on the street. 8 points for the Sankirtan devotees. How to always remain fixed in Krishna's service and successfully distributing books. So if anybody wants to hear them, I could read those out. So, just under that blue anorak, there's a little blue notebook in there. There's a little red notebook. In that book, there's a smaller book. Yeah, give me that. So these 8 points emanated from the lips of Harinam Ananda. Say Harinam Ananda Prabhu ki.
Jai.
Actually, it was done in collaboration with all the Sankirtan devotees. But these are points which the Sankirtan devotees found which were useful for always remembering what they were doing, why they were there. So first thing, we are the eternal servants of Krishna. That was the first point that we have to always remember. Of course, this is not just on Sankirtan. We may be in the kitchen, we may be looking after the kids, the Gurukul children, we may be doing the shopping, we may be doing the management with a computer, high tech, but still, we have to always remember we're the eternal servants of Krishna. We are the fragmental part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is our best friend. We're doing the work of Krishna, the service of Krishna. What is everyone else doing? They're doing the service of Maya. Indirectly they're serving Krishna, but we are directly serving Krishna. We have these books, and we are directly serving Krishna. That was the first point. Second point, we are not the controller. So sometimes when we go on the street, then we think, you know, nothing's going right today. Why not? I'm trying hard. No one's taking. Then we think, well, what's gone wrong? So this is a good point. We are not the controller. We're thinking we're the controller. We can make people take these books. Then we've got another thing coming. It's actually Krishna who's in their heart. Krishna who's sending them along. It's Krishna who's letting me breathe. It's Krishna's letting me move. It's Krishna's letting me speak. So how can we think we're the controller? So if we meditate a little bit on this, then it can sometimes help us in those difficult moments on Sankirtan, when we can't seem to do anything. Three. Someone could write these down. I'm going to have to write them down. We can write them down again afterwards. Three. We shouldn't be attached to the results. So this is a little difficult. But sometimes we get very disturbed if we're not doing a lot of books or we're not going out successfully. But actually it's up to Krishna to give the results. Some of these points, they lead on from the other. And whatever we're doing, of course Krishna is the final controller. So you may ask, well, we must be attached to the results because it's the Sankirtan competition, marathon, etc., etc. But ultimately, a devotee, he's only the eternal servant of Krishna, so he feels, well, if Krishna wants me to, if Krishna's going to disgrace me and make me very small today, then what can I do? Still I'll go and serve Krishna. I have to push on and try. In this way we humbly go from person to person. Point four. Every moment on the street is arranged by Krishna, especially for you. This is an interesting point. So many things happen to us on the street. Policeman comes, pours with rain, this and that. But if we can think, every moment is being arranged by Krishna for me, so that I can realize presence of Krishna, so that I can advance in Krishna consciousness, so that I can meet certain people. Nothing is happening by chance. This is a good point to remember. Five, the books are deities with their own beings and activities. These books are not just ordinary lumps of paper printed out. They're actually incarnations of Krishna, and they have their own lives. And after even giving to a person who doesn't want the book, who knows what that person will do with it? I heard one Sankirtan story that there was one, this was told by Rohini Sutra in Germany. He said the one boy, he was totally in mind, and he was fishing in the river, and with a worm on the hook. And he thought, what's this on the end of the hook? And he wound in, and there was a Krishna book. It was the Krishna book. So then he took it, looked at it, and he thought, wow, what's this? And he dried it out, and he read it, and he became a devotee. So. So. These books are deities with their own beings and activities. Six. Book distribution is unlimited in all respects, places, persons at all times. It can increase. So we think, oh, you know, I've done I'm doing my quota today, I can't do more. But Krishna's spiritual energy, Anandam Buddhi Varana, is ever increasing ocean of bliss. And the more blissful we get, the more people will take. So nobody thought that Harinam Ananda could do what he's doing. Averaging 200 Mahabig books every day of the year. Of course, average means that some days of the year he never even went on Sankirtan. He went to Mayapur, he went here and there. So that's just the average. So Krishna's, of course, he empowers special people. Maybe we can't imitate certain people like that. But we shouldn't think that the Sankirtan movement is limited in any way. It's under the internal energy of Radharani. She's internal energy of Krishna, Radharani. So there's in Germany, they're quite conscious of this. Because we get demons everywhere. But to think that we have the protection of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, all the previous acharyas, they're there with us on the street. Why? Because we're distributing their message. Distributing their message, and they're very pleased. So they're going to protect us from the demons. This is an interesting point. 8. Book distribution is the only good thing, because this is the mood of the German devotees, and I wouldn't say that this is the final purport. It's not the only good thing for yourself and the karmas. But for a book distributor, he should think like that. But we shouldn't impose this on other devotees who's trying to do the cooking or look after the children or whatever service we're doing. Of course, devotional service is absolute. It's meant for the welfare of everyone. But the Sankirtan devotee, the book distributor, he tries to fix his mind up because he doesn't want to get deviated. Because he sees people, they open their purse and they're thinking, oh, I've got to buy my granny a new sweater. I've got to buy something for my child. I've got to buy a new video set. I've got to listen to a new film. And so sometimes we think, oh, I can't take all their money. I shouldn't take all their money because they need it for something else. But no, we should think, no, the most important thing is that they take this book and this book is the most important thing for them. In this way we should fix up our mind. So these are some interesting points. Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So any questions, please? Time for any questions? 2 minutes. Any comments?
Yeah.
Very good.
I just wonder, like, how the same farmer's project developed, you know, like you can see you're performing activity according to Krishna consciousness. Like Harry Mamananda, producing, you know, miracles every day. How does he maintain humility? How does the Lord maintain humility all the time? You can see this development of Krishna consciousness.
That's a good question. That's why we need spiritual master. We need to be chastised by someone. We need someone who will, you know, okay, finish. Paul Seeger then is finished. And it's the duty of the spiritual master or senior devotees sometimes to, you know, to chastise. And we need that. And then probably so many difficulties in our movement have come because it's difficult to recognize who's to chastise us now. I begin to think, you know, I'm unchastisable. I'm, you know, I can do no wrong. This is called puffed up. So this is a problem in spiritual life. It's a great problem in spiritual life. And of course, sadhana and hearing from Prabhupada's books and everything is very important. Especially to read Prabhupada's books, to try and avoid the 10 offenses. All this is meant for helping us try and keep lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. This is actually what we need from spiritual master, representative of Krishna. someone who can, you know, kick us up like we heard Lord Nityananda kick Shivananda Shen. That is the mercy. And if it's the GVC has to take that role, or somebody has to take that role, in this way, you can remain humble. Say Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Thank you. Hare Krishna.